from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas on the Midday Show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, it's going to be hot today, so make sure you get that 2 to 3 clothes change in like today, because it's too hot to be wearing the same thing all day long. Man.
I'll tell you what, Hugh, I can't take this weather. I mean, it is just brutal out there. It's muggy. You're sweating all the time. That's a great daily Douglas today. You need to take a change of clothes with you wherever you go.
You do, or need at least another shirt, because I was out there yesterday with my son, and we were going around the track. And boy, the level of like heat, it's like hot, man. And it don't take long to get all, you know, lathered up. Not at all.
Yeah, it's nasty heat out there. It's like you're not even able to walk around without getting drenched, and you need to bring a change of clothes.
What do they call that? That wicking stuff. You need that light material, that dry fit stuff.
Right.
That helps you, like, when you sweat, it gets you dry, because if you're wearing cotton out there, boy, that's a recipe for disaster.
And it's not even the temperature. It's the humidity.
Yeah, it's hot.
Around this time that
it's
is just
hot.
Brutal. So a lot of stuff for us to get into throughout the course of the show today. But where we'll start, Hugh, is with the Phils. Phils dropped 2 of 3 in Atlanta this weekend. And hey, I mean, they still lead by 8 games in the division as the Dodgers come into town. Big series starting tomorrow night with the Dodgers at CBP. So no reason to panic. This team is still in a good spot. But my biggest observation from this series and the Cubs series here, and what concerns me, and that's where we'll start today, is as we look to the second half of the season, as we're a little past the midway point, what's your biggest concern? Mine is this pitching staff, Hugh, because I look at this situation right now, and I mean, the Phillies have had a lot of guys pitching way over their heads the first half of the mm-hmm. year. They're regressing a
Shout
little
out
bit.
To the pitching staff going to the
All-Star game.
All-Star game, yeah. I was about to say the World Series, but maybe I'm speaking it into existence. Yeah.
Maybe you are. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you have Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, Matt Strom, and Jeff Hoffman all going to the All-Star game. But I look at this thing, Hugh, and my biggest concern with this team right now is the pitchers regressing. We saw Ranger have a couple bad starts. We saw Christopher Sanchez have a bad start. Strom specifically has been a little less reliable over the last couple weeks. That would be my biggest concern, is this pitching staff regressing in the second half. What is your biggest concern as we move forward and looking at what we've seen over the last week?
I would say I'm always in the camp of bolstering the pitch, and I think I've been on that since day one. But as far as Rangers concerned, now follow me for a minute, Tom, because Ranger's life has changed a little bit since his wife and his kids come to town. And mm-hmm. anybody that has a young family knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you are the guy that, you know, you go out and you set up shop wherever you're going or wherever you're working, and you're there by yourself, it's a little bit of an adjustment when the wife and the kids come back. And I know that people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think there's a direct correlation between how he's been pitching and his wife and kids being back. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but think about it. The day that his wife and kids came, I think he pitched lights out. He had a hell of a game. I can't remember the exact day when she came, but I remember watching it on television, and they talked about the fact that she's in town now, and this is the first time he's seen them in a long time. Now they're here. I think that there's a little bit of an adjustment period that goes along with that. You know, spending time with your kids, spending time with your wife, and it's kind of hard to stay locked into that. I think he'll be fine. But to your point, yeah, they're probably going to pitch back to the mean, but I'm not that concerned about it as you are.
So what would be your biggest concern be as we look ahead to the second half here?
I would say health. The biggest thing would be health, That's with any team that's in the situation that they're in. You look at the way that they've been playing and the fact that the pitching has been carrying them this far. The thing that kind of concerns me is the fact that you got these injuries, and you had injuries to three of your biggest bats. And that going into this weekend, I think when you look at the outcome of this weekend and the way that they play, not bad for missing JT, Schwarble, and Bryce Harper. I don't think that was a bad outing at all.
No,
and you fought toe to toe. It felt like from Friday night on. Well, not yesterday so much, but it felt like a heavyweight fight.
Yeah, and you get one of three, and that's really the biggest thing here. Is as long as you basically don't go to Atlanta and get swept, you're still in a good spot. You still got an 8-game lead in the division. But want to know what your biggest concern is? We look toward the second half of the Phillies, and if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. And as I said, for me, it's the pitching staff regressing, and honestly, I don't think it's a question. Like, they're going to regress here. Because you look at what this staff has done in the first half, I think expecting this type of performance to continue is unrealistic. And this is why I feel this way. You look at where the Phillies rank in the National League. They lead in pretty much every major category when it comes to pitching. They're first in ERA. They're first in walks, hits, innings pitched. They're first in strikeouts. Walks allowed. They've allowed the least walks in the league. They've allowed the least home runs in the league. They have the most complete games. They're second in hits allowed. Third in innings pitched. Like, these are ridiculous numbers that they put up here. And this staff is really good. I don't think they're going to fall off completely. I just think expecting them to stay really anywhere close to this is unrealistic.
No, but I think that they're closer to what they've been than they're not, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
From that. Now, again, I know you talk about Ranger and guys like that, but you are in a good spot as far as I'm concerned with what you've had so far, and now you get the little bit of rest. I think the biggest thing that the Phillies needed right now, they need to just get rest. They can't wait for this All-Star break to get here, so they just get a little bit of rest, get some guys healthy. And then I think the second half of the season, that's when your hitting is going to kind of take over for you a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And the break's coming at a great time for them. No question about that. When you look at the fact, hey, JT's been out. I guess at this point, he's probably not going to be back before the break. Schwarber, it seems like he's coming along. She'll be back tomorrow night, and Bryce is kind of up in the air in regards to whether he comes back before the break or not. But your biggest concern with the Phillies as we look forward here, 215-592-9494. And again, for me, and I know it sounds crazy with how great the pitching has been, but it's the pitching, and it's the pitching falling back. And this is where I'm at. Like, you look at the All-Stars, and four pitchers, probably should have been five with Christopher Sanchez. I think he should have gotten in.
Mm-hmm.
Tough NL class, though. But aside from Wheeler, this year, for all of those guys, this year's the exception. I love Ranger. He's never been this. Like, Hoffman and Strom, they don't have track records to suggest that this is what they'll be for the entirety of the season. Strom, the last couple weeks, has not been as good. Ranger's last two starts have been troubling. Christopher Sanchez had a bad start his last time out. And again, like, I don't think they're going to fall apart by any means. I don't think they're going to become a bad rotation or a bad staff. But we, in large part, I think, have been spoiled by the pitchers in the first half of the year performing at an incredible clip. And I just think expecting that to continue would be a mistake.
Definitely. I hear what you're saying. And the pitching has carried the day. But I think this is just the ebb and flow of baseball. You know, when you've been out there and you've been pitching the way that Ranger's been pitching, you're going to have a couple clunkers. And unfortunately for him, he's had two back-to-back ones. But I don't think that is any reason to be concerned about what he's going to bring to the table, because I think he's still a solid pitcher. And as far as Taiwan Walker and those other guys are concerned, you're going to need those guys, man. I know we talk about them a lot and talk about the fact that Taiwan, you know, kind of forced his way back into the rotation and all this other stuff. But I think down the stretch, like these little ebbs and flows that you have in the season, they're going to be bumps in the road. Even the best pitchers have days like this every now and again.
Yeah, fair enough. I want to know from you to start the show here. Your biggest concern for the Phillies as we head toward the stretch run after the All-Star break. This is really the midway point in the season. What's your biggest concern with the Phillies? For me, it's the pitching staff regressing. I think it's just natural that's going to happen with a lot of these guys pitching as over their head as they have to this point. Your biggest concern concern for Hugh, it's health. This team just needs to stay healthy. For me, it's the pitching staff. We'll go to the phones in a minute here. But first, we'll check in with our producer today, Francisco Rojas, producing the show today. Always great to see Francisco's smiling face. But what do you got, Francisco? What would you be your biggest concern for this team as we look ahead?
Number one, you're happy that you're working with me today.
Of course. Number I said one. I was happy.
Yeah,
was
I'm sure. Yeah,
you.
Even the sarcasm here.
You didn't like the tone?
Yeah, it's always the tone.
Okay.
It's number one tone for me with you, TK. But for as far as this team, what I'm concerned with in the second half, I go back to thinking about what happened last year, Game 6, Game 7 in LCS, the bats going cold, and especially with the team this year, I'm looking at the outfield. Castellanos doesn't feel like he's going to come back around. I think this is just who we're going to get at Nick Castellanos. Brandon Marsh, I think he's an everyday player. They don't think he is for some reason, so we're not getting Brandon Marsh every day. And just the outfield isn't that great. So as far as the offense goes, so I think we need to add an outfield bat. I'm not going big on a Luis Robert. We're not doing that. The guy can't stay healthy. I know he's big time talent.
He came with some
names. We'll get to the trade deadline stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to the deadline stuff. But it's a concern for me is the I know, I'm sorry, I'm going a little ahead here. But
no, you're fine.
You know, it's the outfield. We need a bat. Rotation is unbelievable this year. They might regress a little bit in the second half, but they're still great. And yeah, the bullpen is top three, top five in baseball.
It's a really good rotation. I just think we can't expect this to continue. Like, what they are doing in the first half, this pitching staff, this rotation, has outperformed the 2011 Four Aces staff.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to be
these
a
guys
top one in baseball.
They don't have this kind of a track record moving forward, and I think we need to plan.
Tom's a little nervous.
I am nervous.
Tom's a little nervous.
I'm always.
I mean,
you
need to relax.
You gotta
just relax, man, and enjoy the day, man.
Hey, man, you gotta look at what could potentially go wrong to solve it before it goes wrong.
This is the equivalent of being at a place where the shoe model establishment, and you're having a good time, and you're getting a couple dances, or whatever, and you're over there worried about how much money you got left in your pocket. Don't worry about it, dog. Just let it be what it is.
There's nothing I love more about working with Hugh than getting Hugh's analogies. It's my favorite thing. Love your bad analogies because they're actually good analogies.
Listen, if you step off in a spot like that, man, you can't worry about your pockets. You just got to go ahead and have fun, especially if you're having a good time.
I hear you. I mean, Francisco's a big FIP guy. The Phillies are first in FIP. They're first in FIP from a pitching perspective. Yep. What does FIP mean? Fieldings, innings pitched?
Oh, my gosh.
What does it mean?
No, it's everything that a pitcher can control, which is home runs, anything that's inside the ballpark.
Okay. Well,
So you're making my point. If the staff is that good in FIP, then we don't have to worry about that.
But that's what I'm saying. The track records of these guys don't indicate that they actually will be this good over the course of a full season. Like, Ranger and Christopher Sanchez have been great. Matt Strom and Jeff Hoffman have been great. There is nothing over the track records of their careers to suggest this is going to continue for an entire six-month season here.
I hear you, but, like, I mean, regression is what? Okay, going from unbelievable to good? I'll take that. I'll trust him in the playoffs.
And with an eight-game lead, that should be enough to get you in and win the division. But I think if you're just planning on, okay, we're going to have enough to win in the postseason with this pitching staff, I think you're going to need more. And I think it would be unreasonable and a mistake by the Phillies front office to not expect a regression from the pitching perspective.
I think they're in a good spot. When you talk about the National League as a whole, when you talk about baseball as a whole, they're right there with everybody else. Like, I think what you're more concerned about is because, like, early in the season, there were teams that were still trying to find their way. And it looks like they're starting to do that because you're talking about, even though we got a 10-game lead over the Braves, like, everybody's kind of lumped in right there. You know, you talk about, I'm looking at the Brewers, they're still kind of close. They got 53 wins, and then you got the Cardinals with 47. The Pirates got 42. But I think as the season progresses and guys start to get hurt, and unfortunately, you don't want to count that into, you don't want to factor that in, but that is the case, that we are in a good spot because we've had our injuries a little earlier. We've had our injuries where...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fair. They haven't affected us too much because we're still holding the fort without our big three hitters in there. And now we're going to get them back. So that's why I feel like we're going to be in a good spot. As long as this pitching stays somewhat close to where it is, I think that that hitting is going to come around and it's going to kind of balance itself out a little bit.
Right. And that's kind of, I think, what you need here is you're going to need more from your offense in the second half of the season. I think instead of winning games 3-2 on a nightly basis, you're going to need to win more games 6-5, 7-6. 215-592.
I need that.
9494 if you want to get in. But your biggest concern for the Phils as we move forward here, mine is the pitching regressing. I think it clearly will in the second half of the year, considering the guys, the track records they have. For Hewitt's health, for Francisco, outfield, what is your biggest concern following this past week and looking forward? 215-592-9494. Let's get it started on the phones with Jeff in Wilmington. What's happening, Jeff?
Jeff.
PK, you kill me, man.
What did I do, Jeff?
How can you, first of all, the term regression is so misused when it comes to sports. So how can you say these guys are pitching over their head, yet the next sentence you said, it's troubling what Rangers' last couple outings are? So if they go back to their baseball card stats, if they're so high and then they drop back a little bit to their normal pitching, how is that regressing? It's maybe technically it could be, but these guys are going to be fine, dude. I mean, we can't sit here in one thing and say, oh my God, they're pitching great. This is the way it's going to be all year. And then as soon as they drop back, get upset and concerned that, oh no, they're not pitching the way they used to. What do you want?
Well, Jeff, I just think it's what's going to be the case the second half of the year. Like, would you agree that Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, Hoffman, Strom are likely going to pitch worse in the second half than they did in the first half?
Likely? I don't know about worse. I mean, they might slump back a little bit. But if they all end up with a 3.0 ERA at the end of the year in this day and age, that's really good.
Right, and Jeff, I mean, I'm not telling you they're going to lose the division or anything, but I think if we're looking forward and we're looking at the ultimate goal of, like, winning a World Series, this team's going to need more. Like, ultimately, when you look at where they are, the pitching staff, if the Phillies are expecting what they got in the first half from these guys, I think that would be a mistake.
It doesn't concern me because right now, let me ask you this. Before JT, Harper, and Schwarber went out, or when they went out, would you say basically treading water would be good to get them through that stretch until those guys come back? Because we're basically playing with a crap lineup right now. So you got one guy that can hit home runs in the lineup, and that's Turner, and maybe Boehm occasionally. But you're missing your three biggest power bats. So it doesn't concern me if the pitchers' ERA goes up a half a run or even a run at this point because they're all so low. But I know that these other guys are coming back. So my only concern is the fact that they all stay healthy.
Yeah, and I think that's fair, Jeff. I think that's fair, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And again, I'm not saying that they're going to fall apart and be awful in the second half, but I think
Just being a little nervous.
And I think when you look at what's happened here, like the division race, hey, I was with Joe. I thought the division race was over on Memorial Day. I thought the day after Ronald Acuna went down that this thing was over. But the reality is, since Ronald Acuna went down, you know what the division lead was that day? It was 8.
Yeah.
It's still 8 now.
Yeah, you're still in a good spot. And this weekend, I should say, the Braves were in a position where they had to fight to stay alive. They really did. They knew that, you know, you get down 11, 12 games, that's not a good look. That's tougher to fight back from. 10 is still tough, but, you know, trade deadline's coming up. It's reported that they're going to make a ton of moves. They're going to try to get a ton of guys. But it was a game yesterday where, like I said, for me, especially Friday night, it felt like a heavyweight bout. and they were just going back and forth with the home runs being knocked out of the park, like just almost felt like it was back to back. There's a lot of bad blood between these two teams. So it's still going to be a race, but I still think the Phillies, without their big guys being out there, they're still in a good spot.
Right. And the lead's still 8 now, and I think that's with the pitching that you've gotten. But this is where I am and exactly why the Phillies need to load up at the deadline. Because this division race, it's not over. Like, I still believe the Phillies are going to win it, but it's clearly not
It's not over now.
After what's happened here. And the Braves have hung in there. And
I think
the Phillies need to do, from a front office perspective, they need to learn from the mistakes they made last year. Because, I'll look at last year, and at this point last season, the All-Star break, Craig Kimbrell had been incredible. I mean, I don't think he'd blown a save in the first half of the year. He was phenomenal. But based on his track record, a regression was incredibly predictable.
Yeah, he just got old, though, dog. And he was putting up a couple of situations last year, high-level situations, where he just came up short, man. I mean, yeah, he just came up short.
But I think they ignored last year the fact that, okay, Kimbrel's going to regress. If you looked at his track record, it was clear that was going to happen. And they ignored it to a degree. You can't have that happen again. And I think it would be irresponsible to not recognize that this pitching's been outrageously good. And just some guys have pitched above their heads. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I've always been on the bandwagon of you can never have enough pitching. I know, like, you're in the camp with Joe and you want another outfielder, you want another bat, you want somebody to put in that rotation.
I want everything.
Yeah. I mean, and we all do, but I think that you have to be smart with the fit. Number one, the fit. I know we use the word vibe a whole lot on this station, but I think that matters. Because when you talk about guys that fit into this, you even hear guys talking about, I think it was Zach Wheeler was talking about it the other day, the fact that they've been together so long and they want to break through. And I think part of the reason why he said, if I'm not mistaken, that they're doing so well is because they genuinely respect everyone on the squad. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how when he was coming up, how the veterans kind of, you know, shun the young players. He said it's not like that here. So I think that is a big part. And another part is just being healthy. Just striking when it's hot. And to your point about getting pitched, to me, you can never have enough pitching.
No.
You can never have enough pitching.
You can never have enough, and that's one of the areas where I think the Phillies are going to look to improve here as they head toward the trade deadline. Let's go to Al in Lumberton. What's up, Al?
Well, you know what? You're worried about this pitching thing. Listen, we have our captain out, JT. With JT behind the plate, it's a different scenario. Don't get me wrong. Stubbs, and Marchand, they're doing okay. But we have our captain out. With JT behind that plate, it's a totally different perspective.
Well, I'll tell you what, Al. I think those guys behind the plate, Stubbs and Marchand, they've done a pretty good job with JT out. Imagine that staff.
I think he's going to do the 08048, I'm sorry.
All right, well, yeah, I'm sorry, Al. We got to let you go. Something's going on
that
with Al's phone,
man.
There.
He got that old school phone.
Come on, Al. Get it.
Yeah, I mean, let him cook. Let him cook. He was cooking.
I was trying to let him cook, but
yeah, but that, all that clicking and popping, man.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
He was cooking bacon. That's what it sounds like when you're cooking bacon on the air.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I've done that before.
You think that's what he was doing?
I don't know. No, it probably wasn't bacon. It was just a bad connect.
You've cooked bacon on the air before here?
Yeah, I got in trouble for that.
How did you manage that?
Well, it was COVID.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody was at home.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I was cooking bacon.
There you go. That's that's cool. Let's go to Kai in West Philly. What's up, Kai?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
So, I have two main concerns, right? My main concern is like what you said. Funny enough, I actually thought about that. When the first game, when he had a bad outing, I'm like, oh, this guy hasn't gotten any sleep. He's got kids running around. He's got his wife asking him to fold laundry. He got, you know, I feel like he's like actually like being like an everyday dad.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting.
It is. It is. And I
right?
think people like, this is an unfortunate thing, Kai, is that people forget that athletes have like real lives that they live. They take out the trash. Like cats take
right.
out the trash. They gotta wash dishes. They have
right.
to try to make it as normal as possible. And if I'm not mistaken, Ranger hadn't seen his kids in a while. So I mean,
it's
that there's yeah, that's a whole lot of playing and just trying to, you know, get caught up on stuff that you've missed. You know, so yeah,
right.
that's a lot.
Exactly. When you said that, I was like, yo, that makes so much sense. Because I really thought about that when I saw him have the outing. I'm like, oh, this guy's tired. He's been like an everyday dad, and he's tired. So I feel like he has a bad couple of games. I think after this All-Star break, he'll have a reacclimate. You know, his kids and his wife will be, you know, adjusted to the schedule. They'll be able to help him and all this thing. Not that they're a hindrance, but it's just an adjustment, right? And I feel like all these kids, Zach Wheeler has three kids. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that these players go through outside of the ballpark that I feel like contribute to, you know, somewhat of a regression or just being tired, you know? So it's not mainly a concern, but it was something that Hugh said, and I was like, yeah, that does make any sense. That does make sense. My main concern right now is this offense regression, these bats going cold, runners in scoring position. We have not been that great at that all season, and we saw in the postseason last year what that did to us. We couldn't string together hits to save our lives, to get us this push, to be able to, like, get over that hump and make a good, like, go at it. And I'm so afraid that that's happening right now. And if we don't make the adjustments that we need to in the outfield and getting power hitters back in there, you know, getting our top three back in there, getting someone that's helping Boehm and helping Harper being able to, you know, get that 6, 7, 8 spot, I feel like we're going to be right back where we were, where we're, like, you know, we're getting to this point where we're making the postseason. I feel like I automatically said we're winning this division. I said that as soon as we lost Game 7 last year. I said, we're coming back. We're winning the World Series. You know, that's just what's going to happen. But I feel like it's going to be such a struggle for us continuously if we don't make these adjustments. Get us a better outfielder. Get us some power plays. Get us some power players that got some swing in their bat and actually want to do something for this team. Yeah. I know there was talk that Cody Bellinger they were thinking about him. I don't know. Like, I'm a bye police, and I don't know if he's going to mesh really well with this team.
Yeah, Kai, I hear you. And yeah, I mean, the Phillies are going to need some production from the bottom of that order, because right now
it's not happening.
Right. I mean, that's a byproduct of a lot of your top guys being out. So you're playing a lot of guys that aren't going to be playing when it really matters. But loading up, that's really the big thing now is what are you going to get?
I still believe in Johan Rojas, because I was kind of impressed when he came back and he was bunting just a little bit better.
His defense is so good.
There was a direct correlation with his defense last year and the way that this defense as a whole played well.
Right.
Down the stretch when he was out there. So that's going to be something that, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to keep him in the lineup.
And you saw Friday night, you know, he's able to bunt, use his legs, and kind of change the complexion of the game in that
spot.
Yeah,
get with that speed, man. And that's the one thing that I've always believed in when it came to him. But I understood. Like, during the time when they sent him down, it was out of necessity. Because, you know, you got to be able to bunt, man. Mm-hmm. Hell, I know that. I've never played baseball. But you got to be able to move runners when they're in scoring position and things like that. And that was killing his team.
Especially when you're a player like him. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But you're biggest concern for the Phillies as we head into the second half of the season here. Mine is a regression from the pitching staff. I think it's already begun, and, you know, I don't think they're going to fall off completely, but I think it's unreasonable to expect them to pitch as well in the second half. For Hewitt's health, would love to get your take as well. 215-592-9494. When we get back, some sound from a current analyst and former MLB executive on what he's hearing for the Phillies at the trade deadline. We'll get that next for you. I'm Tom Kelly, in for Joe Giglio, along with Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.